Okay, so Joseph, and I can't review all that we've learned about Joseph, but we've learned a lot about Joseph. And we know that Joseph was the youngest brother. His brothers didn't like him. They threw him into the pit. They sold him to be a slave. He went to Egypt. He got a good job working at this big rich house. But then remember, Potiphar's wife accused him of doing bad things. And so last week, we ended with Joseph got thrown into prison. Now, this wasn't the kind of prison where you have a library and you have baseball games and basketball courts and stuff. This was a dungeon prison. So he's down in the dungeon with some other prisoners. And one of the prisoners used to be the guy that would bring the king's wine, Pharaoh's wine, to him. And the other prisoner was the baker that used to make the Pharaoh's bread. They had done something bad and they were in the jail too. Well, one night they woke up and the cup man and the baker had had a dream. And they didn't know what the dreams meant. And they came to Joseph and they said, "Can you tell us what these dreams meant?" The cup guy said, "I dreamed that I was picking all these grapes and I squeezed them into this glass and I brought it to the Pharaoh and he drank it." And the baker said, "That's really weird because I had a dream too that I had this big basket on my head full of all kinds of bread and the birds were coming and having lunch from the bread." And who am I talking about? Joseph. Joseph thought for a minute and he said, "Okay, cupbearer, here's what your dream means. Your dream means that in 3 days, the Pharaoh's going to let you out of prison and he's going to give you your job back and you are going to give him his cup." Wow. He's like, "Score." And the baker said, "Okay, me too. What does mine mean? I had the basket and all the bread and the birds eating." Joseph thought, he said, "Well, your means that in 3 days, he's going to hang you, to kill you, and the birds are going to eat your body." That wasn't good news. But guess what happened in 3 days? The cup guy got his job back, and the baker got hung, and the birds ate him. Well, Joseph had told the cupbearer, he said, "When you get your job back, please remember and tell Pharaoh, since you're good friends with him, that there is this guy who's a really good guy in prison, and I didn't do anything wrong. Please remember me, so you'll tell him so I can get out of prison." And the cup guy said, "Absolutely. As soon as I get out, first thing I'm going to do." Guess what? He forgot. 2 years go by. He totally forgot about Joseph. And Joseph, 2 years, is in this dungeon with rats and sewage and all kinds of stuff. Well, one day, Pharaoh wakes up and he has a dream. And in his dream, he saw 7 fat cows and 7 handsome cows, and they were all eating along the Nile River. And then in his dream, these 7 really skinny, almost dead, starving cows came up out of the water. It's kind of scary. And they ate the fat cows and they ate the good-looking cows. And he didn't know what that meant. So Pharaoh asked everybody, all the court people, "Does anyone know how to interpret the dream?" And they all said, no, we don't know how to do it. The cupbearer said, "Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. There's this guy in prison. He's been there rotting away for 2 years. He can interpret dreams." And Pharaoh said, "Well, go get him. You'll have to come back next week to find out what happens." Yeah. Let's hold hands and pray. God, we thank you for the various ways that you speak to us. Sometimes it's in a sermon, sometimes in a song, sometimes it's in the quiet of our home, driving in a car, that little voice comes. We thank you that you do speak to us. We ask that these children, as they grow, would always know you, would walk in accordance with your ways and your truths. Help us be the examples to them that we need to be as they grow. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the kids said, amen.
Amen.
That's all right. Amen.